I kind of set a goal for myself to enter a short triathlon. I was able to make that happen, and I just got hooked. And, you know, since then, I've done over 50 of them. I've done 4 Ironman triathlons.
Whoa.
I've ridden my bike across the country. And so
Whoa.
It's just...
That is addictive, isn't it?
That was tough into a yeah. positive. Yeah.
It's very addictive. That yeah. adrenaline, that what they call it.
Endorphins.
Releases the endorphins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's more addictive for women than it is for men.
Why you say that?
That's a biological fact that women tend to
get
addicted to long distance running and stuff because they're more easily addicted.
Well,
to
we don't get as much sex. What are we supposed to do?
What does sex have to do with what
I just
said?
That's when we release our endorphins.
Oh, is it?
Also, onward and upward.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That sounds good. That's like keep going. Keep shooting for your dreams.
Actually, that's just a compilation of a bunch of...
basketball players?
Metaphysical, inspirational poetry and short stories I've written.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so you've got 5 books, and now let's switch to this that I really love.
Thank you.
It's your YouTube video.
Yeah.
Oh,
the movie
gosh.
Short.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's called Guitar Man because you are a closet case musician, that's as right. you say for yourself. I didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
Because you've always loved to play the guitar, but get in front of people and on stage, and that's not...
I would like to start doing that more, but prior to doing this movie, filming it in April, I did like one song at an open mic, and it was terrifying, but it went fine.
But it went fine. I was terrified, but it went fine.
Well, this movie came out of kind of my wanting to step out of my comfort zone, and I thought, you know, what a great way to do that by going and playing for money downtown.
Well, what made you think you could be a filmmaker?
Well,
you just said, I'm going to give it a try.
Absolutely.
How'd you come up with the idea, Guitar Man?
Well, like I said, I was wanted to go downtown and play for money, just to really do something crazy. I never ended up doing that last fall because I got busy, but I held on to the idea, and I had a little dream come through with some ideas to make it into a movie. I wrote them down, and I was doing a little bit of extra acting work on the movie The Motel Life that was being filmed here at the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Met Michael Sweeney, the young filmmaker who I worked with, who's very talented, and I called him up, and he said, let's do it, and we filmed it. And
how long did it take you to film? It's like 8 minutes?
It's an 8.5-minute movie. Mm-hmm. I think we filmed for about 5 days.
Wow.
Downtown, late at night.
That's a lot of footage,
how
right?
How did you get the sound so good? I mean, you're talking to that comedian, and you can hear him perfectly.
You know, that's really funny, JP. Most of the movie is narrated by me, and we did that, and the guitar playing, we did that in his bedroom with a little sheet, little gorilla
little
type
soundproofing.
But we did do a little bit of, the comedian John Egger, he's local, very funny man, just had a boom mic there.
Okay.
Yeah, out of sight, and it caught him.
And you have been entered in some festivals, and I mean, people are really taking notice of this.
It's been really exciting because, I mean, like I said, acting wasn't even on my radar 6 months ago. But yeah, it's been accepted to.
I don't know if I'd call you an actor. No, I'm just kidding. acting like a street person.
Yeah,
I mean, like you lived on the street.
A homeless guy who plays guitar.
For guitar
money
for money.
Yeah.
How much did you make playing on those corners?
I think maybe $250 altogether.
$250?
No, $2. Oh.
In 5 days?
Well, we didn't. People saw that we were filming, so they didn't really.
That would
they didn't
want to
get in it.
Yeah. But it's been accepted to about 6 festivals and counting right now, and we won an award a couple weeks ago, and it's been really exciting.
What life is really all about?
Yeah. There's a lot of really, I thought film is a great way to get some messages that I think are important out there in other ways, you know, other than books or presentations. And I think people are with the fast pace of society, you know, they're glomming onto YouTube and those kinds of.
Oh, I just watched on 2020 last night, the YouTube generation. Did anybody see that?
I'd heard about it. No.
Oh, wow. I mean, everybody is doing it and they're becoming instant.
So is there any commercial
success
benefit to this? I mean, do you make money by putting something like this on YouTube?
No, I just thought I knew I was supposed to do it intuitively, and I thought it would be a good way to maybe open some more doors for me. And it has been.
So, Jay, when you watched that thing last night, did any of these people on YouTube making any money?
Oh, lots of them.
How do they make money?
Lots of money. Because the more hits you get, then people want to sponsor the YouTube site that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're making lots of money. So there's housewives doing recipes and making money on YouTube.
And filming themselves,
saying the recipe? Filming themselves, baking and saying, yes, add 2 cups of this and 3 of that.
No way.
Way.
That's not
it's a
why
great
we
way
did
now.
The film.
No, it isn't. No. But you know what? It is a very, it is very inspiring because it is real people that are down there living.
Yeah.
And existing in an environment that the rest of us can't even imagine.
Right, you know, and it was very humbling in that respect. And so that there was just so many positives about filming it, and that was just definitely one of them. Getting to know those people a little bit more and better. And
they were responsive to you, I saw. I mean, you made them feel safe. And
did any of them ask you, why are you being filmed? I mean, I've been down here for 10 years. You're getting filmed.
No, you know, well, a few people did. It wasn't so much the folks that we had in the movie, just other people. And you know, I just told them, you know, we're going to try to share some nice positive messages.
Those people that were down there know that you ain't living down there, because they know everybody.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case.
They know where they're getting their money. Go to G. Brian Benson. That's BENSON. GBrianBenson.com and check out Guitar Man. It's very inspiring. Be yourself to be free yourself. And that's what you did. Do you feel free?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. More and more each day. You know, as I learn how to tap into my gifts, my creativity, it feels better and better. And that's why I'm here, to help other people do the same thing.
And be sure to go and check out his book, Brian's List, Easy Ways and Ideas on How to Live, Be Balanced, Healthy Life. You're a very balanced guy and you're very happy. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck to you. We'll be checking on you. You're with Broadview. We'll be right back. There's more to come. We've got the circus coming to town. I've got some family 4-packs to give away for families. Ooh-wee! I mean, the big circus is coming to town. Also, we're going to talk about the wine walk coming up and a whole lot more right here on Broadview.
1270. The Buzz. The Buzz.
Dave, this help wanted ad you placed for our new office assistant is a little too specific.
Well, I happen to think we have very specific needs.
Yeah, it says seeking office assistant.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, 5'2", first name Nancy, has the name Dave tattooed on
her ankle.
Ankle, yeah.
With RenoHelpWanted.com, you can use as many words as you want to spell out exactly what you need.
Dave, this one ad says we're looking for someone who makes great blueberry pancakes and owns a white cockapoo named Winky.
Well, hello, we don't want 1,000 people applying if they aren't right for the job.
You just want to hire your ex-wife, don't you?
Hmm? What, Nancy?
Doesn't she have a cockapoo named Winky? Well,
that's just a coincidence.
Right, sure.
Why, did she submit a resume?
With RenoHelpWanted.com, it doesn't cost you a dime more to craft the perfect ad and find the perfect employee.
Okay, we got a resume from a Nancy with a cockapoo.
Named Winky?
No, named Sparky.
Is she cute?
Sparky?
RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you've been injured, call Rich Salvatore at Hardy Law Group for a free consultation. You may be entitled to lost wages, medical bills, and other compensation. Call Rich Salvatore at Hardy Law Group, 786-5800, 786-5800.
Hi, Nick Garcia here from Reno Media Group. Have you ever felt like you're the smartest business in your industry and you can't understand why more people aren't buying what you have to offer? Look, we're in an environment today where you need answers as a business. You need real results and we can help big time. You want to be the first business that consumers think of when they need a product or service, and I can show you how to do that. We'll teach you how to master 3 key marketing tactics and how to crush any competitor. Take the step today to dominate your industry. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. Look, if you don't find ways to increase your profits, your competitors are going to. Whether you're a one-man business or a multi-million dollar company that needs an edge, be the one of the few that takes action, and we'll add your name to our list of clients that absolutely dominate in their industry using our proven formula. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. I'm looking forward to taking your business to the next level.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back on this Saturday, beautiful day here in Northern Nevada. And real quickly, I want to say, well, not real quickly, but the greatest show on earth is coming to town. And I know there's not as many circus enthusiasts out there at my age, but I was in the circus for a short time, a couple of years. I was with the Big John Strong Circus.
Did you swallow swords?
Oh, please. Look at me. Did I swallow swords?
I don't know. What did you do?
Come on.
What did you do?
I was not the bearded. Do you see anything going on here? No, I was the magician's assistant because I met a magician that worked at the Nugget. I worked at the Nugget for a while, and he was with the circus, so I joined. Huh. And I was his assistant in the magic show. I had 12 poodles that I trained because I'm an animal trainer. And I had a lion. And I actually did this for 2 years, traveling around. We were actually the front people, so we didn't really get to be with the show as much as I wanted to. But always, the big show of life is the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Show. It is coming to town. And I've seen it nowhere for many, many... Have you seen it anywhere? Or when was the last time you heard about the Ringling Brothers Circus?
When my kids were little, not since then.
Really? So now they're on tour. They're going everywhere. I mean, they mostly go in Europe.
Yeah, they were always on tour.
Well, I know, but mostly in Europe and everything. I mean, a very few... I haven't seen him around.
Well,
so would
they're coming to Reno?
Sullivan, was that him? Ed Sullivan, a really big shoe.
Yeah, really big shoe. So anyway, Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey coming. Zing, zang, zoom. Please take the kids to this wonderful show. It's going to be at the Lawler Event Center, so it's in the big showroom. It's going to be beautiful. I have family four packs. I'd love to give them away. Call Sean right now, 823-1920, if you'd like to take your family. They're coming the 30th through the 2nd, so there'll be shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Animals, they got a wild illusionist, David Da Vinci. I actually did an interview with him, and, well, I did an interview with him, and he is a world-renowned illusionist. I mean, the Houdini things, he does a straight jacket show. They're not doing that because the Lions aren't with them, but this is going to be one huge show. They've traveled to 20 different countries.
Wait a minute. What does a straight jacket got to do with the Lions?
Yeah, well, he gets out of the straight jacket over a den of lions.
Really?
Yes. And look, see, they're calling for these circus tickets. Family four packs. Get them while they're hot. The circus coming to town. Zing, zang, zoom. And I'm going. They've invited me